of course, with you, and a few of you pointed out this story to me. I did promise that we get to the bottom of what happened in Sandwell with these Canadian geese. Now, Margaret, I'm with you in just a couple of ticks, but if you haven't heard the story, headline in the paper yesterday, it was in the local, it was in the national press, outrageous Canadian geese are rounded up for culling by council contractor who claimed they were being relocated. Now, there's loads and loads of pictures. They were filmed rounding up into Harris fencing hundreds of Canadian geese. This is in Tipton, in Victoria Park in Tipton. And also the tiny weeny baby goslings as well. All being rounded up. A guy called Ian Carroll, who's going to join us in the next 15 minutes, saw the contractors doing this, went over and said, "What are you doing?" The contractors said, "We're just relocating them. They're going to be fine. We're just relocating them." Ian didn't believe them. They said, "Oh, all right, mate, we'll send you a photo," which was duly sent to prove that they'd been moved. Ian then asked, under the Freedom of Information Act, asked the council what happened to them. They had to legally admit that they'd lied, and they had removed and killed all of the geese and goslings. Now, of course, there's two parts to this story. Why kill all the wildlife? And secondly, why allegedly, and the council will join us so we can get their side of things, why allegedly lie to the public? Margaret wants a word on this. Hi, Margaret.
Hi there.
How are you doing? All right.
Yes, thank you. I just heard it when you were speaking about it, and I was disgusted that council could not put out a message and ask people if they could help and take them and look after them, even if they broke them up into small amounts or whatever, but give them a good, loving home. I'm absolutely disgusted with them. Absolutely disgusted. How could they sleep on that night? And I tell you, I wish them all the bad things.
Do you think the public would have helped?
I think they will. There's always, just like you, you're out there always helping, and I think there is. There's people there that if I've got land, I would have some. So definitely there are people out there.
Well, I tell you, Margaret, this incensed me, and it is very close to my heart, because I've raised seven orphan geese this year, and two of them have turned out to be Canadian, and I know what intelligent, beautiful, calm, just wonderful creatures they are. And a lot of people might see them as vermin, but
when you've raised them, I tell you,
they're beautiful little creatures. So you're incensed.
I feel if I had land, I would have had them. Mm. Yeah, but if there was an animal, a cat or a dog that could not, and I've got two dogs and two cats, I'd definitely give them a home, because I could not help them.
Well,
that, I think, is really bad of them, really bad. And how could they lie? Honestly, that council, I just wouldn't want anything to do with them at all, because that's how nasty they are and how they're such liars. Everything.
Well, stay listening, Margaret. We're going to get the council on to explain themselves in the next 5-10 minutes on the show. So keep listening. We'll find out their side of it.
I will listen to them, because I just think they've got nothing to say nice, because what they've done is all wrong. And to lie as well. What a council. Well, I feel so sorry for people who have to live and have them as a council. Oh, I tell you, I'm just disgusted.
Well, I'll say there's two parts to this story. Yes, there's the geese themselves and the goslings that have been killed, but it's an alleged cover-up. As I say, they're going to come on and talk to us.
There's got to be help out there. There has got to be 100% help. And for them to lie about it, why did they lie about it? If there wasn't anything wrong, they shouldn't have lied. It just means they were so lazy. I've just got nothing good to say about any of them. Okay. And how could they kill an animal? I'll just tell you, I could stick something in them, I could.
Margaret, bless you for coming on and giving us your thoughts this afternoon. Keep listening. Thanks, Margaret. Right then, well, as I say, the council joining us very, very shortly. It was West Brom and Tipton that were involved there, 2013-2014, using a licensed pest control firm. Now, before they join us, though, let's get the story from Ian Carroll. Ian is the guy who sort of filmed it and asked for the Freedom of Information request from the council and has brought all this to light. Welcome to you, Ian.
Hello there.
Hello there. So, from your side of things, what happened?
Right, last year I was in Victoria Park, Tipton, and I saw what appeared to be a pest control company rounding up birds. They had a Harris fence set up with orange tape I went out to the roadside and confirmed that they were pest exterminators by the insignia on their vehicles. Mm. I then asked them what they were doing, and one of the guys even asked me to help try to round up the birds by feeding bread towards where they were on the grass with the Harris then set up. I obviously declined to do so and asked him why they were doing this. And he told me three lies, this guy from his company. Firstly, he said they were putting powder on their feet to control pests. I said, I don't think so. He then told me that they were putting rings on their feet, not their legs. I do know about the British Trust for Ornithology ringing schemes, and it certainly appeared to me that they were not BTO licensed ringers. I then rubbish that, and then he says, we're relocating them, mate, to the Sandor Valley. And I says, well, why are you doing that for? And have you got a licence to do that? And he looked at me blankly. And then he referred me to the manager of the parks in Sandor, who lives in the park, in Victoria Park, Tipton, and told me that he had organised it. It later transpired that I get on to the manager of the Sandor Park Farm, who knows absolutely nothing about this relocation or claims not to. So the next thing I do is I contact the rangers at the valley and ask them, I want proof that these birds have been relocated.
And they sent you a photo?
I've got the photo, I've got the email, I've got the camera property model number. It was a Samsung camera taken.
What was the photo of, Ian?
It's being released from this crate, this trailer box, at Forge Mill Lake, West Bromwich, an RSPB nature reserve. You can clearly see the geese exiting at speed this trailer box that this company rounded up on the same day, earlier on in the day, at around 7 o'clock in the morning.
Why didn't you believe that they were the same geese?
Well, I do believe that they're the same geese. I believe that Sandor Council have broken the law, the Wildlife and Countryside Act, in order to appease me, because they knew the reaction that this would provoke if I had exposed their rounding up and slaughter of geese on Victoria Park Tipton. Now, I don't know whether they then re-rounded the geese up and killed them, which I got them over a barrel, you see. They either have to admit that they lied to me, or they have to admit that they broke the law. It can't be the two. So that's why they've answered a Freedom of Information request stating that they have killed them all, which they now appear to admit that they did after this picture was taken.
How did you feel when you got confirmation that they were all dead and you witnessed?
Well, I've been rescuing birds of all descriptions. I don't discriminate between Canada geese, swans, ducks, or any other type of bird. If they've been maimed and killed by human hands, which is an abysmal problem in Sandor, then I will rescue them and do my best to try to get them veterinary assistance, including birds that have been shot with crossbows, with air gun pellets, mauled by dogs, all in Sandor Council managed parks, which it can't control. And I've done that with geese, ducks and swans. I was outraged that they killed 220 geese for basically being geese, for doing what goes about naturally. Their natural behaviour patterns are as grazers. They were introduced to this country in the 17th century as ornamental birds for the landowning classes to just look at and shoot. And now it appears that the champagne socialists that run Sandor Council are just going back to that form of landowning class, of having birds as decorative ornaments on their lakes and ponds, introducing a load of park clutter, trying to get as many people as possible into their parks freely without having to pay anything, which seems to be their big mantra, and not being able to then pay for that infrastructure to pay for itself at some point. they're going to come a cropper this game.
Ian, can you hang fire just for a couple of minutes? We've heard your side of things, and obviously you're very emotional about it, and as a lot of you are getting in touch with us here at BBC WM. At this point, let's get Maria Crompton on, who is the councillor for Tiverdale on Sandwell Council. Afternoon to you, Maria.
Good afternoon.
Now, you've heard what Ian has said and his sort of side of the story of, as to what's happened. Is that true?
Not entirely, shall we say. Geese were removed from Tipton Park, but there were no goslings amongst them. We haven't got any goslings because we already have to take measures so that we don't have babies by pricking and oiling the eggs. That's a standard practice that we have to do, otherwise we'd be overrun with them totally.
So the adults were killed?
We did take adults and they were humanely destroyed, yes.
How were they destroyed, Maria?
I don't know how they were destroyed. I know that they were taken to one of our farms, and the company that is that took them are fully licensed by Natural England, and that's what their job is, to humanely destroy these geese.
But you have no idea how?
I don't know how they killed the geese. No.
Okay.
I do know that they are fully licensed and it is their job, so they are professional people.
Why did the council? Why did the council feel the need to however they were killed, to cold kill, whatever term you want to use? Why did the council feel the need to get rid of 220 animals from your park?
This has been over 2 years. We've only taken 70 this year. Unfortunately, there are just so many. They breed so well. They're doing so well all over the country that right across the country other authorities are having to take the same measures to remove geese because there's just too many of them. They're doing too well. Because they fell on the footpaths and in the grass, they can pull, you know, every six to 20 minutes. So can you imagine how much poo we have to remove from the parks?
So
we don't allow dogs to do this, and geese have got germs within their droppings also. You can get listeria or E. coli or salmonella from their droppings. And it's only in the formal parks that we're doing this. And that is because people go there with the children and they want to play and they don't want to have to worry about whether they're slipping or treading in the poo from the goose.
Do you ask the public not to feed the animals to encourage them?
We have always asked the public not to feed.
So the signs around.
Well, it's the same as pigeons. We ask people not to feed pigeons, but people like to feed pigeons. And to be fair, these geese are so territorial that they will attack people. We've had numerous complaints of people being attacked by the geese. So it's not only, you know, we wouldn't tolerate this from other animals.
Okay.
So unfortunately, it's not something we want to do, but we felt the need that it was getting out of control and we had to do something.
So Maria, none of these birds have been bred in Tipton and at Victoria Park. None of them have hatched with you deal with the eggs, do you?
Over the years, we oil and prick eggs to try and keep the number of geese down because there are just too many of them.
So nothing is hatched?
There should have been no babies. I've been told that there have been no babies and no goslings were taken.
Right.
It was only adult birds.
So all of these hundreds of birds fly into your park?
We have numerous birds within our parks. The ones that we took from Tipton, we took, I don't know whether it was 50 or 70 birds, but they're now back up to 50 again at the moment.
These are the ones that have flown in. They're definitely not hatching with you because it's very easy to take eggs off.
They're not hatching with us. No.
Okay. A lot of people are asking and getting in touch with the radio station BBC WM, Maria, to ask why on earth couldn't the council relocate these birds? Why couldn't you put out a plea to the public instead of killing them?
I don't know about whether birds relocate with people in families.
I mean nature reserves.
No,
of course not. No, there's plenty of other sort of wild areas, stretches of water,
I mean, across Sandwell, we've got loads of areas that we've got. I mean, we've got Dartmouth Park, Swanpool, Forge Mill Lake, Victoria Park, Hoyt right. Road, Red House, numerous, B. Jacob, Sheepwash Country Park. We've got an awful lot of areas where they've all got birds on them already. As far as making a call out to the public, I will admit I haven't thought about that.
Okay, well,
maybe
I can tell you
a possibility in the future.
There is
I
a lot
know.
Of strong feeling, Maria, coming into the radio
I
station.
I can tell now. That, and I really we haven't done any of this to upset people, but as land management, we have to take regard for the people that use the park.
Okay,
the Queen has to call deer.
Maria, just to move this on, we've dealt with the actual, in my opinion, sad death of these birds who've done nothing other
sad,
than...
It is sad, and no one from the council is saying it's anything but sad.
OK, let's get on to the point of why was Ian lied to?
Now, I think that was probably ill-conceived. I think whoever he spoke to thought that maybe they could... I don't know what they were thinking, and I think that was ill-conceived, and it's not something... You know, that we've maintained. I'd already written to Ian Carroll before the Freedom of Information. I'd already had a letter from him and I responded to that before he sent the Freedom of Information. I think that they probably overlapped. I don't think he got my letter before the Freedom of Information.
But weren't you mortified he was sent a photograph of them?
Well, I from everything that I have got, all the information that's come to me... I have not got anything about a photograph being sent. Now, whether that was right or not, I'm not. If he's had a photo, then I'm sure you must have had a photo.
I do. Well, Ian is still with us, but you'd rather not speak to Ian, wouldn't you?
Well, I can't see the point in having an argument over the radio.
Okay.
I've happily asked Ian to meet with me, and I'm quite happy to speak to him at any point. Well, but having an argument on the radio is not going to resolve anything.
I wholeheartedly agree. Maria, would you just hang fire for a couple of ticks, then? I'll just re-ask Ian about this photograph, if that's okay, and then we'll come back to you. Well, Ian, you're still listening. According to Maria, there was no photograph.
Right, well, it was taken from a Samsung camera, model GT191 00T,
okay.
That taken 10th of the 7th 2013 at 9:30 a.m. and it clearly shows this trailer that this company used earlier that morning in Victoria Park, Tipton. Geese running, exiting this trailer and onto the RSPB Nature Reserve at Forge Mill Lake.
Okay, Ian. Well, Maria, look, he's pretty specific there with what he's got. Am I taking it the people that he's levelling the criticism at, and I know he's levelling criticism at you as well, but these specific men who I'm looking at now in this photograph, they're not council workers, they're contractors, are they?
I haven't seen the photograph, so I'm sorry, I haven't got the same information as you. I can't say who the people are.
Oh, it's all over the newspapers.
I haven't got the newspaper.
Okay. So you don't think they're council workers themselves that have lied to the public?
I have no idea, because I've not seen the photograph.
Okay.
However, if all this happened back in 2013, I'm a little curious as to why he's waited until now to raise it. Because he's saying that all this, everything he's spoken about this morning happened in 2013. So why is he raising it now?
Well, I can ask him, Maria. I honestly do not want an argument here on Lunch
no,
on BBC.
No,
and he sounds a lovely man, you sound a lovely woman. I'm sure we can all be civil to each other.
I'm sure we can.
Well, would it be okay if I ask?
You can ask him, by
okay.
all means.
Ian, why did you leave it through till now? And let's all keep this civil.
Because I believe that they'd been relocated, as told to me, by the park's manager, who lives in Victoria Park, as well as Sandal Council's contractors, who carried this call out on behalf of Sandal Council. It only came to light, I've made it come to light, when I noticed 70 birds again missing from Victoria Park, Tipton, and saw the same Harris fence set up on the grass, realising that these birds had obviously been taken from Victoria Park. I then tried to establish being taken to, and again, the park's manager lied to me and stated they had been relocated. This was before the Freedom of Information request was put in, and subsequently, that has now proven that both he and contractors are liars.
Well, Ian, I'll say thank you to you for putting your side of the story here on BBCW. I appreciate your time. Maria, we'll leave it with you then. What would you like to say finally?
Well, I think the main thing is for the public to realise that what we did was done with the best intention because of health and safety for residents using our formal parks. We've only removed geese from two parks where they were being too much of a problem, and that we'd had so many complaints about them being aggressive and the fouling the paths. So we did what we thought was right.
And might you do anything different next time?
Well, I'll certainly consider putting out a request if people want to rehome them before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they would have to go in flocks. I wouldn't think they'd be happy on their own. So, I mean, it's something to consider, seriously. And as I say, something that we hadn't thought of, I don't think, before then. As we'd got geese all over most of the open areas where there is water and grass within Sandwell as we speak.
Maria, I'll put my hand in the air. You're more than welcome to contact me. I'm sure I would be able to help next time you've got a problem. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Well, and I'm sure we will do so if we need to do something again.
That would be great. Listen, thank you. I thank you very much for staying with us. I know there's an awful lot of criticism coming your way, so I do appreciate you joining us. Thank you, Maria.
And we do understand that people are worried and concerned about it, but as I said, it was purely health and safety, and we were thinking of the little children using the parks.
All right. Thank you very much. Maria Crompton there, who's the councillor for Tivdale on Sandwell Council. I'll read out your reaction to what you've just heard, the other side of the news. Call blimey, Gavna's got a few of you hot under the collar. As I said earlier, I've raised little orphan geese this summer. I love my babies so much. I know they're going to fly off soon and I shall miss them terribly. So this story really touches my heart. As I said, I'll do the text very, very shortly for you.